Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and my co-host is Janet, and of course the star of the show is Christina Liu.
Let's not forget that, everyone.
And, whoa! This is getting, you know, when the stars start, next we're going to have, what do you call those, green M&Ms or something here in the morning. She's going to walk in and start demanding stuff. But, no, this is the segment where we try to update everybody on what's going on in the town, and there's always so much going
right,
on.
That's what I love planning for this segment, because it's literally, it's endless.
That's the
truth. All the different departments are offering all kinds of things, and it's incredible.
And what's special for me, because when you hear it, it's like, look what's going on. Mm-hmm. And for people listening, again, you go to 311, there is just such so many activities in this town that it's almost – and that's just for the senior population. There's other stuff for other
right.
people. But we're talking about the senior population. There's so many things that Vernie says. For anybody who says, oh, there's nothing to do. Get a girlfriend, get a boyfriend,
right.
and get out and go to some
and
of these
And most
things
are free, which is nice. You know, some things might have a slight, you know, cost, but it's not, you
but
know,
you're talking $5 sometimes.
Right.
But, that's because we had to pay somebody,
right.
Which is fine, more than whatever the budget called for. But even $5, what's offered to people is tremendous.
Yes. And then, what I wanted to mention, again, we mentioned this last week, but going with our theme of planting, what I think is amazing is that at Clark Botanic Garden, they're offering, you can rent your own space.
Right.
So, this is what was nice. We were talking in the break about you love all this gardening and stuff, but it gets very hard, in your yard. So this way, you actually, for $100, you could get a bed, and it's from May 22nd to October 2nd. You can come in, you can grow your own vegetables and plants, and there's a horticulturist on site who will sit with you and help you do it. So I just think it's really just an amazing thing, and plus you get to socialize with whoever else is doing it and still get to be outside, which Clark Botanic Garden is an absolute beautiful park.
It's a beautiful facility.
I mean, it's really
it really is.
Yeah, it's cozy. It's small enough.
That's right, it's small enough, and I just think it's, like, just nice, because, like I said, it's hard. We were talking about, maintaining vegetables, during the break, and it's a lot. But this way you have a nice little contained area. There's a horticulturist there who will help you. And and you talk to other people. So I think it's just a great thing. And if you're interested, like we said, call 311 or 869-6311.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I personally don't have a vegetable garden. I have a small backyard, and I don't like the look of it, because you have to weed it, and things all of a sudden the tomatoes are falling over. With a
right,
pump.
There's maintenance. You have to maintain.
Go to Clark, where you can ask a question also. And all of a sudden somebody over there will turn around. Yeah. That's John Darcy. He's the deputy commissioner over there. I mean, he's around, but then they have regular staff.
Yeah.
And everybody's – that's one thing also in reference to this town. If they hire somebody, whether it's for the parks or in for Project Independence, they're hiring people who know that area. So John and his crew, they're experts. They can answer the questions. And if the few that they can't answer, they know where to go for the information, which is just as important.
Yeah, and it's just like, I actually go during lunch sometimes just to walk around Clark Botanic Garden, because it's just like a nice little trail.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's beautiful flowers around. So it's like I said, you could make a whole, day of and just enjoy the outdoors, which is nice. I want to promote also, coming up on June 10th, we're having the Manhasset Community Resource Fair. Each year we've been having them in all different communities throughout the town of North Hempstead, and now it's Manhasset's go-round. So this is going to be at the Firehouse on Bayview Avenue in Manhasset from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's just great. I mean, I love these resource fairs because, like I said, there's so much out there, and it's hard to even keep track of what's out there. So you come here, there's all different, local organizations and government officials that will be there. Lunch will be served. It's just definitely a nice day just to know what's available to you, for seniors out in the community.
Is this what's available for seniors within the town?
Yep. Yeah, throughout the whole town.
Okay,
I mean, it's located in Manhasset. It's not Manhasset. There might be, some Manhasset, but everybody could access everything, which I think is nice. Like ARP will be there. There's going to be something from AAA.
Wonderful.
There's going to be a historian there, which will have some town history stuff, wellness ambassadors, nutrition.
Right.
So it's definitely you get and lunch is served. So if you're interested, call 311 and register. Make sure you
this
register
is a registration type thing in advance. Okay, to get the number of people, which is important.
Yeah, and parking's really good at, you know, it's very hard, you know, in Manhasset trying to find a spot. So
it
that
sure
takes like a big chunk of time is trying to find, you know, an adequate facility. And the firehouse has been so great, and they have a
oh,
nice
they have a parking. Yeah. Oh, okay, terrific.
So it definitely should be good. So just call and register for that.
Good. Just actually, I'm going to go off base for 1 second here with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I was just looking at something before. And we're driving. I know we do these driving classes, and you said parking. DWIs. Just for everybody out there, use your head.
Yeah.
It just seems that the number of DWIs, especially, I can't talk today, especially with children in the car, is on the rise so tremendously. And I have Newsday on the phone, and I would say 4 or 5 days a week. And it's not seniors. Unfortunately, you're seeing very young people with one or two kids in the back seat,
yeah.
Getting arrested.
Yes.
And then one woman the other day, her thing got increased because the person she hit died.
Oh, my God.
So now she's up for assault and homicide. Right. And then this morning there was somebody with a one-month-old in the back. You know, again, it's consequences that you don't think, but when it's over and you wind up in jail.
It's just not worth it.
It's not.
You know, and it's just so, you know, it's not even if you have that, just to chance it, it's just so, and like, there's a lot, which actually, you know, I mean, you'd have to call your local cab companies, but a lot I know offer these deals, you know,
right,
where they'll pick you up as part of, you know, kind of good, you know, to the, you know, the community.
There probably is not enough publicity about that
kind
of thing.
Yeah, because it's really, because I was at some restaurant, I can't remember where I was, and they had it in the bathroom, they had these signs, and it was some local company, which I can't remember what it was, but they would offer, you know, to pick you up, like if you've been drinking, and it was, you know, and I know like they do it around certain holidays and stuff.
My daughter lives in New Jersey, and she told me about this service, and she said all of her friends know about it because if they go out for dinner or go to a party,
right, it's just not worth it. Right.
They use it so that they could have a
you
drink.
You can, right.
Not get drunk, but
no,
just,
of course.
Just one drink.
Because I said, you know what it is too? And it's like that one drink can affect everybody different.
Exactly.
So you can't just say, oh, I'm going to have one drink and oh, I'm fine, it was one drink, because you don't know.
No.
You know, there's if you ate, if you know the timing, how
like, oh, it's
like,
not worth
there's
it.
So many factors.
It's not worth it.
It's just, you know, I have me and my friends have a strict nobody, you know.
Right.
The one night you don't have to drink. And actually, last week or the week before was in the newspaper, somebody got arrested for drunk driving. It wasn't his fault. He was driving his lane. It was a woman in the other lane, lost control, came across and hit him
right
in his lane. Mm-hmm. When the cops came,
he
was drinking. He wasn't the cause of the accident, but so now he's
and
in trouble.
I've heard that a lot before. You know, like it's not, you know, so you don't know.
Right.
It's just not worth it. You know, and especially, you know, I know we like to promote this, you know, with the holiday weekend coming
that's
up.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Going to barbecues or outside, you know, just don't. You know,
and I feel so bad because, you know, if you are a person who's a bully, et cetera, then you deserve it. But some of these poor girls and guys, they get in the car, they're not thinking, I'm okay. Of course,
you know
they would love to turn back the time.
It will change your life.
Yeah,
I've seen people, I've known, you know, that just that one stupid decision you made has severely impacted your life, and it's just not worth it, you know? So everyone just enjoy yourselves, but,
right,
you know, just plan.
But however
and
they
don't
do
take that chance.
Responsibly.
Yes.
It's not worth it. There's always somebody else who can drive.
Absolutely. So, but also coming up, and I went to this last year, and I think it's great. I don't know. It's at the Viscardi Center, which is just an amazing, amazing place. It's the Cornridge Technology Center at the Viscardi Center, it's called. And they're offering this Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. It's a free learning session with free breakfast and lunch and many demonstrations. And it's really great. You know, they have all different speakers who talk about ways to assist, you know, it's all about assistive technology. And you know, if you have low vision or blindness or deafness, different programs that are available to you. So this is going to be on June 2nd. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Viscardi Center, which is in Albertson. And it's really, I mean, there's occupational therapists that are going to be there. There's, you actually meet the staff of, you know, the center themselves. And it's just, it was great. I went last year. And we had a bunch of people on the radio program because there was just so many amazing books on tape programs and stuff that were out there. So it's definitely worth it. And just to see the center is amazing, too. So you can call 516-465-1632, and space is limited, so make sure that you know, register for this.
Yeah, for a day like this, it makes sense, because to get these speakers there, they want to fill up the house. And then when they fill up the house, you know, it's you
and
can't
it's
get
really
in.
Clear, the presentations. You know, we talk about our golden nuggets we love to talk about. And you really walked away, you know, with a lot of golden nuggets in this one. So definitely go if you're available.
No, that's important. Next week. Oh, well, let's just touch on this.
Yes, I just wanted to give this quick little part. Yeah. We got some time, but I just want to remind everyone that the African Queen, which is a live radio play presentation that the Port Washington Play Troupe and WCWP Radio do in conjunction, and that's going to be here at the Hillwood Recital Hall at LIU Post Campus. And they're just so great. You know, we had them on a couple of weeks ago, some of the actors, and they're absolutely talented. It's a fun day. You know, you come to this beautiful campus and you get to, you can make a day of it, you know, which is nice too. So that's going to be on Sunday, June 14th at 3 p.m. And if you're a Project Independence member, you get 20% off the ticket.
That's
so,
great.
You know, definitely go. Get, you know, get a bunch of friends and come down. And it's they're so talented. It's definitely.
No, it sounded tremendous. And they're even going to have music from the era in the intermissions, which sounded, you know, stage music
and they do
movie
commercials.
Music.
It's really, it's fun. It's a fun day.
And I learned Foley was the man who created the sound effects.
Yes.
So they call it Foley technique or the Foley system or something. But his name was Foley.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, the opening the door and the squeaking of this, and that was his job.
Yeah.
But no, they seemed tremendous. It really, again, going back to there's so many opportunities that people sit home and do nothing and look out a window. You get a friend
complain.
Or two.
And complain.
That's true, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. We're here to tell you that there's plenty to do out there.
You get a friend or two, you get in the car, 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you go to an early dinner someplace. It's just, it's an inexpensive day, $8. I'm not making light of anybody's money situation.
Yeah. Right.
But you're not spending $100 to go into Manhattan and fight the traffic.
Yeah.
$8 for what really is a tremendous show with professionals. There's no question about it. Again, the Christina Luce show goes so fast, but it's a perfect way to end the week. Next week we have Matt Tamaris on, who is going to be talking about electrical safety, and Shirley Darkey, in reference to active seniors. And she's a member of the Westbury Advisory Group. And it's important. All you want to do is share what somebody is doing. But we had Barbara earlier in reference to planting. There's just unlimited amount of things to do, and in the town of North Hempstead, because of Judy Bosworth and her visions, unlimited resources to do them. We make it available to you. All you have to do is show up and enjoy it. So thank you very much, Jana, for being here. Thank you, Christina. As always, enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.
Thank you.